Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Junk Baller Podcast. We are officially, well, not actually officially done game 162 yet, because as we are recording live right here, game two of the Mets Braves is happening as we speak. And the reason why we are trying to get this done is because we want to get some postseason predictions for everyone as fast as we can, because they start tomorrow on Tuesday on the it's October 1st. Oh, it's spooky. It's spooky.
Ooh.
Kevin, how you doing?
That didn't work out the way I wanted it to.
You might need to edit that out.
I'm too lazy.
Okay. All right. So how you doing, Kev?
I'm doing well. I'm waiting to feel a little bit more like fall. It's a bit cooler, but I go out there and it's still like sticky and humid.
It's been a little bit rainy.
Yeah.
A little bit.
A lot of it rainy.
Yeah. Well, we hadn't had a lot of rain.
No.
So it just gave us, I feel like I haven't seen the sun since like Wednesday.
Nah, it's been pretty cloudy.
Yeah. So we are, both our teams are in, Phillies and Yankees. Yankees clinched the number one seed.
Mm-hmm.
Phillies got the number two seed.
Mm-hmm.
As I said just 2 seconds ago, the Mets and Braves are playing game 162. So as we record, I'm going to be doing, we're giving postseason predictions for right now. This is what the episode is. Kev's going to give the AL predictions, and Kev has done his research. I am doing the NL, and I don't know what the first round's going to be, everyone. I don't know. It could be Padres. It could be Padres Braves. It could be, well, it's most likely going to be Most likely going to be Padres Braves is if what I, because the Braves are currently winning 1-0, and it could most likely is going to be Milwaukee against the Mets. But literally, as I am talking with Kevin right here, and you are listening, I am watching Atlanta beat the Mets right now 1-0. And as you're listening, this game is already over.
Yeah.
As you're listening. But we are recording live as the game is going on.
So you already know what happens before we do.
Yeah. So Kev's going to go first with his predictions. We have a couple of things we want to say before we get into predictions. But Kev's how this is going to work out, Kev's going to go first. He's going to give his AL predictions for every series until the World Series. And then I am going to give every series that I am able to give or possibly like predictions of what I think is going to happen in the next, hour of recording. Who knows? It could be like last second, like, okay, this is what's going to happen. This is what's going to happen. But I'll do the NL and then our NL and AL winner, and then we'll decide who we think is going to win the World Series based off of that.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Sound good to you?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
But you know who's not good?
Oh, who are they?
A certain team in Chicago that plays at the legendary Guaranteed Rate Field.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the Bears.
Well, right now they are who we thought they were.
We let them off the hook.
Yeah. No, the White Sox. They have done it. They have reached infamy.
Yeah.
At 41 and 121, they just made it. They made a late push at the end of the year, and they were winning games. I'm like, guys, no one wants to see this.
Kev was so happy.
I was. Well, here's the thing. They're playing against Detroit, and I'll get to Detroit in my predictions. But the last two games were essentially garbage games. But the Tigers needed to win that first game to get into the playoffs. And the White Sox were making it interesting for them. And I'm like, okay, let's think about this. If the White Sox sweep the Tigers, right, and the White Sox don't make the 121 record, nobody wins in that situation because there's no history, and the Tigers, who have had this incredible run the last couple months, they're not making the playoffs. So who's really happy about that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone would be happy.
No, I don't think even White Sox fans would be. I was looking at the White Sox Twitter, and everybody was just like, just lose.
Their social media team was on point.
Oh, it was.
That was, I give them credit. That was top tier social media account running by the White Sox. So shout out to Shout out to them. You know, if anyone on the White Sox organization is listening, get it together. But your social media team, they're doing a good job. Everyone else, get it together.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's our Chasing Infamy update. Yes. I mean, I know you were very happy.
Yes.
At one point, I kind of don't want them to do it because it's not good for baseball. It's not. It makes headlines. Oh, yeah, the team broke the record. But it just makes me upset that they have incompetent ownership and not a desire to win as fast as possible. It just boggles my mind that you would run an organization and just be like, yeah, we're not going to try to earn more money by winning. We're just going to be like, you know what? We're just going to suck.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Because owners don't prioritize trying to be good and just want to make money off of it. Look at Oakland now going to be Sacramento in 2025. That was a pretty sad sight to see.
We could do a whole podcast on that because when I was seeing the tweets of the last game and all the fans, I was actually getting a little bit riled up because I was imagining if the Phillies did that. I think I said if they moved to Atlantic City or something like that, I would be so angry. I don't think I'd root for the team. I'd be like, I can't do this. This is not my team. So I feel very bad for Oakland because they've lost now three teams.
Yeah.
They lost the Raiders. They lost now the A's. And Golden State now doesn't even play in Oakland anymore. I think it's San Francisco.
Yeah.
So Oakland fans, if you're listening, we empathize.
We
with
do.
You.
And sorry. Oakland for a time was a city of champions. It was a long time ago, but there was a time when all three of those teams were champions. The A's winning three straight World Series, the Raiders were a great team, and the Warriors were NBA Finals champions. So
yeah.
It's not like Oakland was some, you know, cast off sports city. It had legit winners there.
Yeah.
And a history.
So it's I need a second. It's frustrating. It's very frustrating. All these billionaire owners and they're just incompetent, and that's why I like John Middleton for the Phillies. He and the players have echoed what he's been doing. Mm-hmm. They're very passionate about winning because he's passionate about winning and he's willing to spend money. So we could do so many podcasts on the incompetent ownerships and the money sharing.
Well, maybe people will subscribe to our exclusive Premium Plus Platinum Ultra subscription.
Keeps changing every time we say it, I think.
Yeah.
Platinum Premium Plus. It's the PPP of
PPP.
The junk baller. Mm. Yeah, the PPP. Okay. We have some postseason predictions for you.
We do.
We hope you're excited for the postseason. I know I put out a poll on Instagram, and I think we had 9 votes. It was up there. With a lot of, like almost a third of the people that viewed the story voted. I was actually surprised. Normally I get like 2 or 3. But we had, because I asked if your team made the postseason, and every single person that voted yes. I guess the people that didn't get the postseason didn't want to vote no, because I knew a couple people. I saw them like, oh, their team didn't make the postseason.
Oh, I figured just everyone who voted were Phillies fans.
No, there were some Yankees fans. There was Orioles fan, Kansas City fan.
Oh, we have Kansas City fans?
Yeah, we have a Kansas City fan. Wow. And shout out to Evett. Yeah, he plays. You know Evett. He played Ultra with me.
Okay, yes,
yeah,
I remember.
Played some Frisbee with me. But the
Mets have just tied it up. Ooh. Or no, wait, have they?
No, that was the end of the inning.
Sorry, I thought that was only one out. Never mind.
6 innings in for the Mets, and they are putting up a goose egg. Now, here's the thing. They don't have to. They're not trying very hard because they're just pitching a guy that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And, you know, why would you try if you want to win the postseason game? This game doesn't matter to you.
Yeah.
The only thing that would matter is if you end up facing the Braves in the championship series and you end up losing to them. That's where you'd be like, oh, well, I guess we should have won a little harder. But that's hindsight's always 20/20.
Indeed.
So, anyway. Let's get some postseason predictions for everyone that is listening. We didn't go back and listen to our predictions at the beginning of the year, but I know that I got some of them wrong for the NL for sure. So Kev's going to go first, and we're going to go series by series. So he's going to go matchup by matchup and then move forward each time. And so I think this will be fun. Yeah. This will be fun. And I'll chime in and give my opinion on everything. But let's get some postseason predictions for the American League. Kevin, take it away.
Indeed. Well, I could tell you from the American League side, I didn't go back and listen to my predictions either, but I could tell you that I got a majority of these wrong as well. And that's the unpredictability of sports. You know, you just don't know what's going to happen year to year, and that's what makes it interesting.
Yep. I don't think you had the Yankees win the division.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, no. I don't think you did.
No.
I think we both had the O's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's one. I can remember that one.
I had the Yankees in third place because I'll get to it.
Okay. Yep.
But the first series I wanted to cover was Houston and Detroit.
Boo, Houston.
Yes. Funny story, when I was watching the first game of the Braves and Mets earlier, ESPN put up the wrong matchups in the American League. So as I was typing up the notes and writing everything out, I saw that Detroit was playing the Orioles and Houston was playing the Royals. And I'm like, wait a minute. I'm on all these different websites right now, and that's definitely not right.
Well, ESPN doesn't care about baseball.
Yeah. Well, even ESPN's website said the right matchups, just the television side didn't. Yeah. They don't care about baseball.
They don't care about baseball. Yeah. My case in point.
Yeah. But suffice to say, this is the correct matchup. Houston and Detroit, they're the first game tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Remember earlier in the year when we were reveling in the Astros' struggles?
Like the first month?
Good times.
Yeah, and then they were like one of the best teams since.
The nadir of their season was on May 8th when they lost to the Yankees and were 12-24. 12-24. Their rotation was decimated with injuries, with the sole spot being Ronel Blanco and his no-hitter keeping them afloat, essentially. They bounced back a bit, but were still 10 games back in the division on June 18th. But then, the Astros Astroed and the Mariners Marinered.
Oh my gosh.
Seattle blew their division lead in a month. Houston's pitching returned, you know, they'd just been superb, and their bats with Altuve and Alvarez and Tucker and all those guys. They come through as always. They're veterans. They know what they're doing. With or without garbage cans. No, I'm never getting over that. do I need to say any more? Only two teams in the history of baseball made the playoffs after starting their season 12-24. In a full season.
Dang.
There was a third team. The Royals did it in 1981 during a strike-shortened season. The 1914 Boston Braves and the 89 Blue Jays. They ended 76-49 to end the year in their 88-73. No doubt they've turned it on when they needed to.
Yeah.
You know, it's better to be a second half team than a first place team. I would say they've been the hottest team in the second half in the American League, but there is one team that's been hotter, and that's been the team that they're facing, which is Detroit.
Yeesh.
On August 10th, Detroit was 55-63. They were 10 games out of a playoff spot, with a 0.2% probability of making the playoffs.
They traded away players.
Yeah, they were selling.
Yeah, they were selling.
They were selling. But then they went 31-13 to sneak into the playoffs as a sixth seed and finished at 86-76. That's why I love baseball so much.
Yeesh.
They were boosted by a very young squad. They got a young squad. There's no one active under 30 in their rotation or starting lineup right now. They have people who are hurt, like Javi Baez.
Wasn't there a stat that said that the Tigers went on a roll as soon as he got put on the IL?
I didn't see that in particular, but it wouldn't surprise me. He was a black hole in that lineup.
Yeah.
And an anchor in Riley Green, their outfielder who's an all-star, and their AL pitching triple crown winner, Tarek Skubal.
Yeah.
He's the first since another Tiger to do it.
That was JV?
Mm-hmm. 2011.
Yeah. Is that when he won MVP?
I think so.
Yeah.
It's crazy. The last hitting and pitching triple crown winners were back-to-back Tigers.
Yep. Yeah.
Miguel Cabrera.
And it was consecutive years, too.
Yeah, 2012 is when he did that.
Yeah. It boggles my mind that era of Tigers baseball did not win a World Series.
Well, I feel like there's a bit of a continuity between the two because back in 2006 when the Tigers first made the playoffs and made that incredible run to the World Series, they were a very young team with all those guys like Verlander.
Mm-hmm.
And no one was expecting them to do anything. Nope. And then they just got hot at the right time.
Yeah.
There's sort of those vibes here a bit. Scooble will be pitching game one against Framber Valdez.
Ugh.
Yeah. They're coming in crazy hot. Save the last two garbage games against the White Sox, which we talked about.
But yeah.
Those don't really count. And they have a better record against 500 teams than Houston does.
Dang.
Yeah. So in short, while I believe Houston has the veteran presence, I'm a firm believer in momentum in the postseason, especially going in. And I think Detroit is the hotter team, and that's why I'm going to pick Detroit over Houston in three games.
Okay. Dang. I want that to happen so bad. But it's the Astros.
That's what I had in the back of my mind, too.
They have so much experience. They know how to win games. Like you said, no one in the starting lineup or rotation for the Detroit is over 29.
Under 30.
Under 30. That means they're all younger than us.
Yeah.
And we're not old. We're not. And it's just, it would be so great if Detroit just swept them 2-0. That would be so great. Please, please, please let that happen.
Well, I'm picking three to be safe, but it would be nice to see.
Yeah.
I think Houston's still too good, I think, to get swept. I don't think that's happening.
Yeah. It'd be great if Verlander pitches game three or I hope that Verlander pitches the game that they end up losing to, because then he comes full circle and he loses to Detroit. That'd be great.
Turn the team around 360 degrees.
Hey-o!
Hey.
Yeah, I could see it, but I just don't think it's actually going to happen. I think the Astros are going to win, in my opinion. It's just because the Astros. I hate it. I want Detroit to win. Detroit's the best story in baseball, in my opinion, right now. But if I had to choose, I think I'd do Houston just because of their experience.
I respect that.
Yeah.
I disagree, but I respect it.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's why I have a podcast.
Indeed.
To disagree with each other.
And to prove you wrong every time.
That's true.
All right. Baltimore and Kansas City.
That's true. Everyone loves that.
Yeah. Back in July, we went to Camden Yards to see the Yankees and Orioles play.
That was a terrible game.
It was a great game. It was an awesome game. I loved every minute of it. I was looking forward to seeing not only Judge and Soto play together. They did hit back-to-back home runs in that game, which was entertaining. But I wanted to see what the Orioles lineup could do. I haven't seen this Orioles team in person before. I had Rutschman as my MVP choice, if you remember.
Oof.
Oof. Yes.
He had a down year.
Excitement around, you know, the younger guys like Gunnar Henderson and Santander. And, you know, a budding potential star in Jackson Holliday waiting to show us what he could potentially do. And I got to be honest, there are guys in that lineup that have had great years, like Gunnar and especially Santander.
Yep.
Great years.
Yep.
And they have Couser.
Yeah, Colin Couser.
Colin Couser, yeah, yeah. Who very well could be Rookie of the Year this year.
Yeah.
But I was underwhelmed by the rest of them. I thought the Orioles did better than how they actually played. Holliday was brought up early, and he was terrible. He's back now. Improved, but they rushed him. I think they just wanted to get him out there.
Adley rushed him?
Rushman did not have the breakout year that I thought he would. And the rest of the team was just okay. They kind of have similar... I mean, they're a little bit more complete than the Yankees are, but I feel like they kind of have similar vibes where they have like those three or four guys in their lineup that are really good, and then the rest are serviceable. Yankees are worse in the bottom of the lineup, but the pitching's held its own. I mean, Corbin Burnes is a solid ace, but their bullpen, they have issues there. I mean, they did cut
Kimbrel,
yes, who was terrible. So that's an improvement. But as someone who thought they would be World Series champions, they did not reach the heights I thought they could have so far this year.
Yeah,
they still got in. They still had a 90-win season. But I was a little underwhelmed by how they did.
Yeah.
Maybe if Batista was healthy and there weren't all those blown saves from earlier in the year with Baltimore, maybe they could have been a 100-win team.
Yeah.
But
no, I kind of agree with that a little bit. Yep.
Yeah. On the other hand, a nice surprise to see was the Royals. How about the ageless wonder, Salvador Perez? He's 34, still catching and putting up 100 RBIs this year.
Is he one of the most likable players in baseball?
I would think
so.
Yeah,
he's got to be top five.
I don't know anyone who doesn't like him.
Yeah, no, I haven't met anyone. Yeah, no, I haven't heard one bad thing about Salvi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's Vinny Pasquantino, who broke his thumb, unfortunately, but he was on track for 100 RBIs. He could be back for the wild card round. That's the rumor.
Okay.
Whether that'll happen or not remains to be seen.
Well, that's tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's still like later this week, there's a couple games.
Oh, okay.
So there's like
anytime. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, yeah. It's not game one, it's just like the round. And quite the solid rotation in Lugo, Reagan, Singer, and Waka Waka. Having a round. Waka Waka. You like that one,
no,
don't
I don't.
Having nope. Having like three ERAs around, which is pretty good. And I'd be amiss if I didn't mention a certain Bobby Witt Jr.
Ooh, Bobby Witt.
AL batting champion, 32 home runs, 109 RBIs, and almost 1,000 OPS. If it wasn't for Judge's insane year, he'd be my MVP vote. So when you hear me hyping out the Royals this much, you think that they would be my easy choice for the series. But their main handicap is this. They play in the AL Central. They're 33-19 in their own division, but 30-34 against their other AL opponents outside of the AL Central.
Mm-hmm.
And they're 45-54 against 500 teams this year.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up. I'm like, I'm pretty sure that they're bad against teams above 500.
Yes.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Baltimore has a winning record against all three divisions and are 47-44 against 500 opponents.
Serviceable. Yeah.
So to me, I mean, the Royals seem to be like that up-and-coming team again this year, but Baltimore is the more tried-and-true team and has played better baseball lately than the Royals have to end the year. The Royals ended a little cold, so I think it's going to be Baltimore in three.
Okay.
But if there was any series that would probably get swept out of the four I'm talking about, I think it would be this one.
Okay. I wonder what Zach Rallo would have to say about this, our Orioles fan, because he's very negative on the O's. He's very, anytime. I mean, we saw him at the game. He was like, oh, this always happens. Classic baseball fan. He's always in the negative. I also kind of, I think it's going to be 2-0. I think the O's are going to win it 2-0.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Royals, I think that they were too cool. At the very end of the season, they cooled off a lot. I think their record against like the White Sox was like incredible, and then everyone else was just, it was below. So they beat up on the White Sox.
Yes.
Well,
Detroit did too. The Detroit played better against 500 teams.
And Detroit's hot.
And Detroit's right really
yeah,
hot.
Where yeah. Kansas City cooled off a lot. Luckily they had the Twins just completely collapse.
Yeah.
To help them out, but.
They were my division winners this year.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, they only...
And we got three playoff teams out of the Central this
year. Yeah, you could have gotten four, honestly, if the Twins just didn't screw it up. But, yeah. If there was one series that I think would be swept in the wild card round for the AL, it'd be this one.
I agree.
Yeah, I could see those winning both.
Yeah. But enough about that. Let's move on to the divisional round. Detroit and Cleveland. So I got to be honest with you, and maybe just because of my ignorance of Cleveland and my overall negative view of the city itself, you've been there, so you probably have a better perspective. But if there's one team I keep forgetting that had a great year, it's them.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's because I'm not paying as much attention recently, but they're the 2 seed in the American League and deserve, at the very least, an overview of how they've been. On paper, I was trying to figure out why they put up the season they did. They had a slightly below MLB league average in batting. I know they had Stephen Kwan's crazy batting year until the last month or so, where he was hitting about 300 most of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And they have Josh Naylor and Jose Ramirez, who had 39 home runs this year.
Did you see that he got robbed of a home run 3 times?
I did not see
and
that.
There was a possibility. So he was a home run and a double short of the 40-40. Did he have 40 stolen bases?
I don't know.
Could have been 40-40-40.
Oh.
Possibly. I don't know if he had 40 stolen bases, but I know that I saw a tweet today that said that he got robbed of a home run. Like someone put like the three names that robbed him of a home run saying, you're on a short list. I hope your sins find you out or something like that.
He had 41 stolen bases.
He could have had a 40-40-40.
Yes.
Oh.
And that lineup didn't strike out too much. There was only two guys who struck out over 100 times.
They're the team that can be very dangerous in the playoffs because they've done fundamentals. They're not like a team that is like relies on home runs or everything.
I think they rely on somebody, but Jose and the Naylor and Kwan.
Yeah.
But not much outside of that.
Yeah.
They have two decent pitchers in Tanner Beebe and Tanner Lively, two Tanners.
Oh, Tanner.
But the rest were pretty rough. So, like, I was looking at some of these ERAs. They're, like, in the fives and sixes. So, not a great Ben Lively.
Ben Lively. Former Philly Ben Lively, who went over to Japan, got himself right, and is now probably going to be a postseason pitcher in Cleveland.
Yay. on top of that, they arguably had the weakest schedule in baseball this year, from what I saw. Not just from playing in the AL Central, but overall, like, the amount of difficulty they had with other teams. To me, this is where a team has really been kept afloat by being gritty in its wins. They had a lot of late extra inning victories and one-run games. And it comes also from their bullpen.
Yeah.
So just like Bobby Witt for the MVP, if it wasn't for Skubal this year, I think Class A could have been the Cy Young winner this year easily. And he could still make a great case for it. So he had a 0.61 ERA as a closer this year with 47 saves, giving up only two home runs this year, and a 0.154 batting average against him. Insane. Insane.
I believe I saw a stat that said the Guardians have not lost when leading after eight innings or seven or eight innings in like 60 games, like 60 or 70 games or something like that. It was truly incredible. It probably is higher now, but that's just boggles my mind. Yeah. Like, because I think he's blown a couple saves, but the fact that they still won those games is incredible.
Oh, yeah. So, well, that's the thing about Cleveland, and you're talking about this. They could be dangerous because they have a lot of grit. They fight for wins, especially those one run and extra inning games.
They're like sandpaper.
Yeah. So, and Class A has not given up a run in the four postseason games in his career so far.
Yeah.
So he could pitch in the postseason too.
Yeah.
It's still nonetheless a different ball game, and the margin for error in the postseason is very, very small. This was a tough one for me because Cleveland has question marks, but the Tigers definitely have more. They don't have the postseason experience. Their lineup is not as good as Cleveland's and not nearly up to snuff bullpen wise.
Yeah.
And outside of Skubal, the Tigers rotation is a giant question mark in and of itself. I saw it was ranked maybe one of the weakest in baseball outside of him.
Yeah.
So I think Detroit's momentum will carry them to a game four, but not any further. I think Cleveland is more complete, and I think they're going to take it in four games.
Yeah, that's right, because it's a five-game series in division.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, I think the Tigers pitching is definitely going to be a struggle. Other than Skubal, they don't have anyone. I can't think of anyone off the top of my head because, nope. I know they just called up their top prospect, but he came out of the bullpen. I don't think they're going to put him in the postseason. I don't know if they're going to put him on the postseason roster. Yeah, I kind of agree. I think Cleveland just has that little bit more of an edge than the Tigers do. But if the Tigers go in and take care of business against Houston, they're going to feel good about themselves. Yeah. And they're going to feel like they can take down anyone.
It won't be a sweep.
No.
Well, they're going to have Skubal for at least one game.
Yeah, for at least one. Hopefully it's... If they can steal one, if they can go 1-1 to the first two games, I would say that it's going to be a five-game series. Mm. But if Cleveland takes the first two, I think it'll be the 3-1. Mm. Yeah. No, I agree.
Now on to the next series, and I won't take up too much time here because I've mentioned it all before, but at least I have to get into it a bit because it is my team I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So Baltimore and the Yankees. When we made our preseason predictions at the beginning of the year, I felt that the Yankees were either going to have a fantastic year or crash and burn. There was going to be no middle ground, which is why I chose them comfortably in third place. It was just like a safe bet. They may be a 94-win squad and a one seed, but they got some serious problems. So let's start with the lineup. Judge, out of this world. It would be a great injustice if he plays his whole career in pinstripes and doesn't get a ring. He's put up numbers that we've only seen from like Ruth, Mantle, Gehrig, and that's no exaggeration. When I see those stats on the TV screen, they're comparing them all to all those guys. It's crazy. Soto, he's had a fine year. He did end the season a bit cold, but he still hit 41 home runs, which is a career high for him, and has a tremendously bright future, and I pray to God that he stays because I think he's a great fit for that right field. Their trade deadline piece, Jazz Chisholm, has been great to watch. It's refreshing to see someone on this team other than Volpe that can steal bases, and he's gotten some clutch hits. Austin Wells has built for himself a potential Rookie of the Year candidacy. I don't think he'll get it necessarily. I think Kowser will, but he's had a great year as a catcher. Everyone else, it's been rough. I don't need to repeat the same stuff over and over, but I think you've gotten the idea that this Yankees lineup is top heavy at best. And when the top guys don't hit, they're in trouble. Meanwhile, their rotation, pretty good this year. Okay, not spectacular, but their rotation was great at the beginning, and it allowed enough time before Cole came back after the All-Star break. And he had a couple rough starts to get back into it, and then don't even talk to me about the Devers game. But outside of that, he's been pitching fantastic. He's his old self. Like
tell
he
me
was
about
last
the Devers
year.
Game.
They have another Rookie of the Year candidate in Luis Gil, who's been pitching great. And Clark Schmidt has stepped up in that rotation as well. I think suffice to say, this team probably will have won 100 games like Baltimore, if not for that bullpen. How Clay Heart Attack Holmes made the All-Star game this year is beyond me. He has a 3-5 record with 13 blown saves, which easily leads the majors in blown saves. It's not exactly what you want from the closer in the playoffs, is it?
Nope.
So now they're going to have Luke Weaver step in, and he's been okay so far. I think he's made 3 out of 4 save attempts, so pretty good. And as far as I know, he'll be the closer for the postseason run. Stroman could potentially be a long reliever because he's struggled. They used him as a long reliever, I think, earlier in the year. We'll see if that happens when the ALDS comes around. Same thing with Nestor. Nestor's a bit of a question mark, too. He's had like some great games. Also, on the road, he's pitched terrible. He's a terrible road pitcher this year. So where does that leave me for the ALDS against Baltimore? The Orioles do have the season series advantage at 8-5. Yankees have been playing a bit better than Baltimore recently. I feel like whenever I've watched Baltimore in the second half of this year, they've struggled a bit. But this is where my gut feeling comes in. I just have the sense that they won't get past Baltimore. I've seen them play all year, and it's a cauldron of frustration watching the bottom of that lineup try to hit, which I think is worse than Baltimore's bottom of the lineup. I think they could take it 5, but unless Judge torches Baltimore pitching, I think the Yankees are still in the mindset of being really good, but not great. So I'm taking the Orioles in 5 games.
Oof. I don't agree with that. I know the Yankees are beatable because I saw them live, I think the Yankees are better than the O's. I think
on paper,
yes, I think that you're gonna have the veteran leadership and just kind of you're gonna have the home field advantage, and I think that I just think the Yankees have more going for them. I think it's gonna be a 5-game series. It's 5. But I think the Yankees are going to come out on top.
The thing about how they performed us the last couple of years in the postseason, getting beat up by the Red Sox and then barely beating a Cleveland team that they should have swept in the division series and then getting swept clean by Houston. They haven't had a great postseason record the last couple of years either, which plays into this.
Yeah, I can see that.
It helps having Soto. Having Soto is big.
Yeah.
So that, of course I want them to win, right? But I just had this feeling that they won't. I hope they surprise me. I'll be quick with this because I already went through the breakdown of the teams pretty much. But the ALCS series would be Baltimore and Cleveland. This is the battle of two teams. I don't even know how to describe this. Of course, it's the battle of two teams. But they've been underwhelming to me but in different ways. Yay. So who's going to win? Well, Cleveland was 4-3 against Baltimore this year, so that's pretty even. Baltimore has a better rotation, but Cleveland's got the advantage in the bullpen.
Overall, drastically. Yes. Drastically.
Yes. Oh, no, absolutely. It's not even close. Overall, however, this was a really tough one for me. Cleveland has power, but Baltimore gets on base more. And I have more confidence in their starting pitchers than I do with what Cleveland has. I can't get over the idea of Cleveland eking out some wins in this ALCS, especially with that bullpen, the way they just won games all year. But if I want to be consistent from the beginning of the season to the end, I'm going to stick with my initial AL pennant winner. Baltimore in 7.
Ooh. Long series.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe more towards 6, but I want to be exciting.
Man. I feel like Zach Rolla would be like, yeah, the Orioles are losing in the wild card round, and you have them going to the World Series. That'd be great if it was a 7-game series. That'd be good baseball.
That would be
Cleveland great. Versus the O's, Cleveland versus Baltimore. That'd be great baseball. Oh my God, did Marcell Ozuna hit a home run? Hit a baseball. Okay, hit a single or a double. This is looking like a single. Yeah.
2 runs.
So it's 3-0 Braves right now in the bottom of the 7th. So I'm going to just go off. Oh, you're not done yet. Sorry.
I am done.
You're done?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I reached my AL pennant winner.
That's right. We were just talking about it. So I'm trying to stall a little bit so that way I have, because I got 2 innings left.
Okay.
I got 2 innings left and I have to start talking about my predictions.
All right. Stall away.
Stall away. I'm very eager to see what the O's do in the postseason because they got swept last year in the wild card round against the Rangers. Rangers came in and just demolished them.
Yeah.
And now the O's are lesser than what they were last year. Last year they were the surprise team, but they were better.
Yeah.
And this year they are struggling in the bullpen. They do have Corbin Burns and a little bit and they got Grayson. The 1-2 punch for those with Grayson and Corbin Burns are pretty good. Like, Cleveland's that scrappy team. Like, or just not like, maybe not scrappy, but more like that team that just seems to get it done. But, Ozuna's not scoring. There's no way.
No.
Oh, that's a great throw. Oh, what a throw.
And that's the end of the 7.
Matt Olson got gunned down at second base. Who was that in right field? Who was it? That's their... I don't know who that is. I just was like expecting to name them right off the top of my head, and I'm like, I have no idea who that is. It's got to be some guy that they called up. You're like, hey, we need to... Because we won this game, so... So I agreed with, I think... What, half of your predictions? I think the Yankees are going to win, and I think that the Houston is going to win. If compared to those two matchups that you talked about,
you did.
Everything else I agreed with. Because if I had to pick, I think I'd have the Yankees, and probably Houston in the ALCS.
Kill me.
I know.
I don't need to see
but
that
I think
again.
It would be revenge. I really think the Yankees are going to be in the World Series. That's my prediction. I know you guys
I would like that.
I know you guys are beatable, but I think Soto's going to come in clutch. I think Gerrit Cole, Rodon, and He'll come to heal. Yeah. I was trying to say he will, but say it like
Gil will heal.
This is what are we even talking about? Now? I think
only
that,
premium podcasting.
I think
here.
That heal will do well as well. I just think that the Yankees are going to do it. Now that the bullpen, obviously you need, but I think Stroman did well in the bullpen when he was with Team USA. He came in clutch during those times. I could see, I just think the Yankees are going to be in the World Series.
Okay.
Do I think they're going to win the World Series? I don't know. Well, I think they're going to get there. Again, I know they're beatable, and I see it firsthand from you with the reactions and all the struggles and like, this team sucks and, you know, this, do all that. But no one else is really scary in the AL except for Houston. But Houston's not the powerhouse that they were. They're just, they got in and they're there. Like they have that, they're the threat. But I think there is going to be revenge. I think it's going to be revenge.
We'll see.
Okay. So it's my turn now.
Yes, it is.
Because I can't really stall anymore because we can't be on here for another probably 40 minutes before the game's over. Nah. Okay, we're in the top of the eighth inning. The Braves are winning 3-0, and they need to win this game. So they're going to do all stops to win this game. So I'm going to go off the basis that the Mets are going to Met, and they're not going to win this game because they're already in the playoffs, and the Braves are going to win. So based off of that scenario, that means that Atlanta would be facing the Padres in the first round, and the Mets would be facing the Brewers in the first round. And oh my gosh, that bothers me to no end because that means it's going to be probably, it means the Mets or Brewers face the Phillies. And I don't want to face the Mets. But, all right, so let's go off the first series. Let's go off the 4-5 series, which is the Padres hosting the Braves. Braves are not the team that they were the last couple of years, even though they lost in the first round or the division round to the Phillies. But they had a lot more depth back then. Mm-hmm. This year, they don't have Austin Riley. They don't have Spencer Strider. They don't have Acuna. They don't have, I don't even know if is Albies is playing, but Albies is playing, but they don't have that. Ozuna and Olsen have been pretty much the only guys that have been good for them. And Chris Sale has been fantastic, but Chris Sale's not even starting this game, and it's a clinching game because he got back spasms.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you can rely on him to be consistent and be your number one ace. They don't have it this year in terms of the depth to do it. And the Padres are hot. Padres are hot. They have been the best team in baseball since the All-Star break. They're 43-19 since the All-Star break.
Yeah.
They don't have 20 losses since the All-Star break. White Sox did that in the first month after the All-Star, first 3 weeks of the after the All-Star break. 43-19 is incredible. I don't think this would be much of a series, to be honest, if I'm being completely honest with everyone here. Braves will probably put up a little bit of a fight, just because they have some experience. They have some good players. You know, they still have Ozuna's doing great. You know, Matt Olson's still having a pretty good year despite his numbers are down from last year. He's still got, I think, close to 30, 40 home runs and close to 100 RBIs, but his OPS is down in below 800, which is a little bit low. But he doesn't have that protection because Acuna's not in it and Riley's not in it. I think when Riley went down, that's when I really thought, all right, yeah, they're done. Because when Acuna and Strider went out at the beginning of the year, they definitely, that took a toll. But I'm like, they have a lot of depth. Chris Sale saved their season, honestly. If Chris Sale was not Chris Sale of old this year, I mean, he's going to win triple. He's going to win. Did he get the triple crown? I think he got the triple crown.
I don't know.
Yeah, because they needed Wheeler and Dylan Cease to, I believe, overtake him in strikeouts. Okay, by the time I'm done these predictions, the game's going to be over, and if the Mets come back, I'm going to redo this real rickety split and just do that. But the Braves have one more inning to take care of the Mets. It's 3-0 going into the
bottom of the eighth. Going into the bottom of the eighth.
Going to the bottom of the eighth, yeah. So by the time that these predictions are done, I will be 100% sure of that. So my prediction the Padres, they're healthy.
Yes.
They have a fantastic bullpen. Their bullpen ERA since post All-Star break, I believe they don't have anyone that has above 3 ERA, I don't think. They got Tanner Scott from the Marlins, and he's been fantastic. Mm-hmm. But they're healthy. They got Tatis back. Luis Arraez is going to win a batting title. Machado's still doing Machado things. He's not Baltimore Machado, but he's still Machado.
Yes.
Xander Bogaerts is back. they have a good pitching staff. I'm kind of Dylan Cease has been fantastic. Who's Michael King had from a pretty Yankees, good year for yeah. the Padres from the Yankees. Yu Darvish is back. He's had a decent year, and then you got Musgrove, who knows, maybe he'll have that like little like slick stuff on his ear, and he'll get him to the next series. I think the Padres are the scariest team in the NL playoffs. To be honest, they're hot. They have a lot of veteran leadership on that team. Oh, Jackson Merrill. Going to win Rookie of the Year. Oh, well, Paul Skeens. It's between him and Paul Skeens.
Yes.
Paul Skeens had a fantastic year, but Jackson Merrill, rookie, incredible. I believe he was second on the team in WAR. Let me double check that real quick as I pull up my stats. No, he was first in WAR at 4.4. Above Michael King. So Jackson Merrill, a rookie, leading the team in WAR. And then Draxton Profar had a bounce back year and became the number one prospect that everyone thought he was. Like, their outfield, I believe they had all three starting outfielders, or could have had if Tatis was healthy for the All-Star game. I think this will be a two-game series. Padres taking it in two. Against the Braves. That's my official prediction right there, based off of what is happening with the game right now as we speak with the Padres, the Braves and Mets.
Let's say, theoretically, Chris Sale can come back for whatever game he pitches in, I guess, like game one if he's healthy. Do you think it might go three games if he's in?
Yes. If Chris Sale is able to pitch, I wonder if, like, hey, I got back spasms. I'm not going to pitch this game. We think we can, because they think that the Mets are going to kind of blow it. They're not going to pitch their best guys. We got a shot, and then we're going to pitch Sale game one. It's back spasms. Oh, my back hurts.
Yeah,
he said I saw something. They said if he felt it yesterday. I'm like, yeah, I felt my back hurt yesterday too, Chris. Like, come on. No, I think it'd be a 3-game series, or at least it would be a very close game with Chris Sale pitching. But also, if they go Chris Sale versus, you go Dylan Cease game one.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah. And Dylan Cease has been a little bit inconsistent, but he's a good pitcher. I probably still take the Padres in two, but it depends. I could see it going three, but I don't see the Braves winning this series in any capacity. Yeah. This is another first round exit for the Braves. I'm sorry, but this hasn't been their year. It hasn't.
I feel like in ways they're kind of shells of who they were in 2021. They still have a lot of those guys there, but it's just not. I think you hit the nail on the head. It's just not their year.
They had way more talent in 2021 because they were healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like this year, like they didn't have Acuña that year, but they still had Riley. Did they have Olsen that year? No, they didn't have. They still had Freeman.
Yeah.
Freddie Freeman. Totally forgot about that. Okay. All right. Yeah, by the time I get to maybe finish the wild card, it might have the official prediction. So we'll see. You think that it would go? What are your thoughts?
I think it'll go three. I still think that whole Chris Sale thing, having back spasms thing, is a bit iffy. It's like when they put DJ LeMahieu on the IL because he was just hitting terrible.
Yeah, exactly.
And they needed to bring someone else in so Jason Dominguez could get called up.
Yeah.
I think it's a similar thing. I think they're saving him for the first game against the Padres, who are a crazy hot team. And frankly, they're their best shot of having a chance in the wild card round. So that's why I think it's going to go three games. Chris Sale will win game one, and I think Padres will win the next two.
Oh, dang. Okay. All right. I can see that. Yeah. What did you said something earlier that I was like, I wanted to say something. I can't remember what you said. It was something about...
Something
about
the Braves Dean shells.
Maybe.
Seashells by the seashore.
No. It's lost on me. It's lost on me. It was a great thought that I had, but because everything that comes out of me is a great thought. Okay, let's move on. I know. Kev's giving me the look like, come on. So we move on to the next series, which would be the Brewers hosting the Mets. Now, the Mets have been pretty hot. There's been talk of Team of Destiny. But
let's be careful about that.
That's what they talk about. This classic Mets fans here, okay? You and I both hate the Mets. That's something that we can always agree on.
Mm-hmm.
Francisco Lindor is having a great year.
Yes.
Pete Alonso is having a Pete Alonso year. A lot of home runs, a lot of RBIs, at decent average. He's going to be a free agent. He's going to earn a lot of money. The other guys, Brandon Nimmo, Vargas, their catcher, can't remember his
name. Alvarez.
Alvarez, yeah, I don't like that guy. He's probably my, other than Alonso, he's probably my least favorite. I actually like Lindor. Lindor is actually a guy I like. But Alvarez, pitch frames, like, all the way across the freaking plate. Like, the pitch was outside. He brought it so far that it ended up being an inside pitch one time. It was, and he takes forever to go around the bases. I know that's a total boomer take, but the dude hasn't made it yet in the major leagues. Like, come on. It's get it together. I think the Mets are going to Met, even if they are hot. And that's just what they do. I don't see that. I don't think they have the depth. They're also coming. They're doing a lot of travel in the last couple of days. Like, I know right now that they're kind of resting some of their guys, like in terms of pitching. But they just. Oh, is it the ninth?
Yep.
Oh, it's the ninth. Okay. By the time I get this done, it will be 100% confirmed. And so these predictions will just be set in stone. So the thing with the Mets, they. No one saw this coming. You know, no one thought that the Mets were going to have this, you know, year of, you know, when they had, what was it's not Gritty, what's the freaking name?
Grimace,
yeah. But they've had some decent guys that have had, you know, not bounce back years, but just, you know, having, Mark Vientos, that's who was in right field. That's who it was. I couldn't remember his name. But, you know, Severino had a decent year as a Met, you know, not terrible. I think he had like a 3.9 ERA or like high threes. But Sean Manaea had a decent year and Quintana had a decent year. But do you really want to take those guys into a postseason? Are they going to deliver in a postseason when you need them to? Like David Peterson is I don't see this team as like a oh my gosh. Oh wow. Oh man, the Mets got a runner on.
Severino had his struggles in the postseason when he was at the Yankees.
That's what I'm saying. I think that this team, I don't think is postseason built. Like they have some star power with Lindor, Alonso, and Mark Vientos has been good. But, you know, when they lost McNeil to the IL for the year because of a broken finger or hand or wrist or something with that. And they have Edwin Diaz, who is kind of shaky. Like, when he's on, he's almost the best closer in baseball. But when he's off, it's really hard to
he'd lose six saves this year.
Yeah, that's just you can't do that. Yeah, Mark Vientos. Yeah, he had a great year: 27 homers, 70 RBIs, an .844 OPS. I just don't see this team being like that postseason team. And so when they go up against the Brewers, who have been in the postseason, what, the last 3-4 years? Or I think they missed the year that the Cardinals were
in 2022.
Yeah.
They won the division last year.
Yeah. And I predicted the Brewers to be last place. Mm. And this is where they're at. They've had some good play from some young guys. William Contreras is probably going to win best catcher in baseball. Hoskins had a decent year. Not an okay year. He batted .214, but he had 26 homers, 82 RBIs. That's what they paid him to do. They have a really, really good defensive team. They have some young guys that can cover it, some ground. Bryce Terang.
That's game.
Game. Braves won. So these predictions are set. I'm right. See, I just... This is just take this to the bank, people. All right. Then, you know, you have your old friend Gary Sanchez playing DH. I'm just kidding. He's not going to make a difference in the postseason. But the Brewers have that. Willy Adames had a great year. He's going to get a lot of money as a shortstop free agency. And Jackson Chourio, as rookie, had a pretty good year as a rookie for he's 20 years old. .275 with a OPS right around .800 with 21 homers, 79 RBIs, and 22 stolen bases. That's a really good year for a rookie. Now, they don't have Corbin Burns like they used to. They traded him away. Freddy Peralta is their number one guy. He was 11-9 with a .3.6. I, Freddy Peralta's kind of hit or miss. Like, when he's on, he's really good. But he's going to give you 5-6 innings of good baseball, good pitching. But I don't see their starting staff being, like, intimidating to me. But their bullpen is ridiculous.
But you have Yankees legend Frankie Montas there.
Yeah. 4.55 ERA. Yeah. But they got Devin Williams back. And he's arguably just as good as Class A when he's on. And then you got some other guys that are pretty good in that bullpen. I can't name names specifically, just because I saw him pitch against the Phils not too long ago, and I'm like, wow, these guys are really, really good. They're kind of annoying how good they are. So we'll see. I think the bullpen for the Brewers is going to be their strength. Like, their offense is kind of streaky, just because they don't have like that. They lost Yelich. They don't have that like cornerstone, because Adames is kind of that guy right now, but Willy Adames isn't that guy. That is he clutch? So it'll be interesting to see how that series plays out. I would say it's probably going to be a 3-game series with the Brewers taking it. That's just my opinion. I think the Mets are going to Met. I don't think they have the depth to do it. They're going to be tired from all the travel. They have to travel all the way. They were just in Milwaukee. They had to go down to Atlanta, and then now go back to Milwaukee. And that's in the matter 4 games in 3 days, and three. It's just a lot of travel. They're going to be tired. I could see them definitely losing game one and just maybe taking game two, but it'll be interesting to see. So what do you think?
Mets should have kept their hotel reservations for a couple extra days, making a day trip down to Atlanta. I'm on board with the idea of the Mets not having as much depth. We talked about the thing known as momentum, and the Mets have had that, but I don't think they're as hot as the other teams we talked about, and I don't think that their talent can carry them as far. I think Milwaukee will take it as well, but I'm not too hot on Milwaukee either when I'm looking at the lineup in this rotation. It's serviceable. Their bullpen, I think you said, is their best strength. It's kind of going to be like those two teams that are good playing each other, and then whoever goes to the next round. Who would they be playing in the next round?
Whoever wins that series faces the Phils.
Okay. Yeah.
It's interesting. My mindset, I have the Phillies in the back of my mind with every single series in mind, because I don't want the Phillies. The only team that I feel comfortable, there's two teams that I feel comfortable the Phillies playing. That's the Dodgers and the Braves. Those are the only two teams that I feel that are the Phillies could actually like take care of, no problem. I feel like they're going to struggle against every other team. That's just my opinion. So with that, let's move on to the next series. So we got the Padres and the Brewers moving on. Now we'll get to, let's bring up the Phillies. We'll go to the Brewers Phillies. That's what my prediction would be. This is the first time where I feel like rest is actually going to be beneficial to a team in actually clinching like the number two seed. The Phillies are old. They're an older team. They need rest. They get tired. I think that this time off will be good for them, especially because they're like, all right, we can regroup. I think they still have that fire in them to win it all, very businesslike. But I think this is like a time to regroup and kind of re-energize for the next series. But they struggled against Milwaukee the last time that they played. Milwaukee's pitching staff kind of took care of them, and I'm worried that Milwaukee's bullpen is going to really play matchup heavy against is going to be a mismatch for the Phillies. Phillies have been very consistent on offense recently. Like, they score 9 runs and then they'll go cold. They rely too much on the home run. The strength of the Phillies is their pitching staff right now. Wheeler, Nola, Suarez, and Christopher Sanchez in the top four. I feel confident in all four of them to at least give me 5-6 innings, 3 runs or less, which is what I want in a postseason, because I think the Phillies can score at least 3 to 4 runs. Phillies bullpen, I trust almost everyone in that bullpen, I think, unless they put Tywin Walker in the bullpen, which he cannot be on the postseason roster. That is final. All right. Topper, for the love of God, do not put him on the postseason roster. Put someone else on there. I don't care. Hopefully, what's his name? Redhead, Ginger, got him from Detroit. What's his name? Blanket on the name. Phillies pitcher. Oh my gosh. I need to get sleep.
You're telling me.
Phillies pitcher from IL. Yeah. What's his name? Spencer Turnbull. Yeah. He needed to put him in the bullpen. I know he's coming off the IL, but I can't have this team lose with Tywin Walker. This can't. It would be the worst. I hope he never has to pitch. So I think just with the struggles the Phillies have at offense, Milwaukee winning the first series, kind of getting a little bit of momentum, you know, they probably feel good. They probably feel like they can take down the Phillies just because last time they played them, they had a walk off in one of them and their pitching was pretty good. I think Milwaukee's going to take it in five. I've just had this feeling that the Phillies are going to lose in the first round. I said that at the beginning of the year. I kind of want to stick to my guns, and that's what I thought. I hope that they don't, but I just think the Phillies are going to lose in five. And I know I said that this rest is going to help them, but I think just overall, I just don't feel like this is the Phillies' year. I can't get my hopes up again.
You are preaching to the choir, sir. You just told me earlier about how the Yankees are going to make the World Series.
Yeah.
And I'm not entirely sure about the Phillies doing that 100%, but I think they'll make it far. They're too good of a team, I think, to lose in the divisional round. And in some ways, they're a bit better than they were last year because their bullpen has been up to snuff now.
Yeah.
I mean, they still got all their guys there. They're healthy. Like you said, they do rely.
Healthy enough. They've had some. Harper's been battling a wrist or elbow, and Bohm had a back issue, I believe.
But it's enough.
Yeah,
it's enough to get through the divisional round.
Okay.
Milwaukee is not a bad team, but on paper, at least for me, I can't see the Phillies losing that series.
I wish I had that mindset. I wish I did.
So I'm going to say the reverse, though. I'm going to say the Phillies in five games.
All right. I'm okay with that. I'd be happy. I'd be very, very happy. But I just don't see it. And I know all the Philly fans listening are like, oh, you're such a loser. I'm a realist, all right, people? Just listen up. Okay. Padres at the Dodgers in the next series. Ooh. I'll make this a little bit quicker just because I know we're I can talk about it forever.
Dodgers is the best one.
Because
it's the best series.
Yeah, it is probably the most heated series that in this division series for sure. Unless the Yankees O's would be a good series. Can that happen?
It could happen. Okay. Or no, wait. No, it can't.
It would have to happen in the championship.
The Yankees and Orioles would be playing in the divisional round.
Oh, no, that series, I think that series and the Padres-Dodgers would be the two, like, big, like, head-to-head, like, rivalry.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Padres and Dodgers hate each other right now. The Padres are hot. Dodgers, they have the best record in baseball, but their pitching staff is not what it used to be. They've lost Glasnow, Kershaw. Yamamoto was out for most of the year. Like, Dave Roberts has already put out his starting staff. Jack Flaherty is starting game one. Jack Flaherty, you know, you didn't even know if he was going to be on a team get a contract this past year. And they get at the trade deadline from Detroit. Detroit traded him. That's right. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
It was one of the few things we talked about for our trade deadline.
That's right. Oh, my gosh. Oh, man. Detroit wishes they had him.
Yeah.
So, I think the Dodgers pitching staff is very, very hittable. You got Flaherty, Yamamoto.
Is Paxton pitching?
No. He got DFA'd.
Oh, he did?
I think he did. Oh. Yeah. Gosh, why? I had this up.
Did you say Bueller?
Yeah, Walker Bueller, and there was one other. Yamamoto. Yeah, because Glasnow's out. I can't remember. But they have, they don't have the pitching staff that they used to. It's just not the same.
The one that they used to, or the one that's just been decimated by injuries?
Yeah, decimated by injuries.
Because if there was a healthy rotation, it would be it'd be darn going rotation.
Could you imagine if they had Ohtani, Kershaw, Glasnow,
and Yamamoto?
You have to decide whether or not you pitch Walker Buehler or Jack Flaherty. But Walker Buehler's been inconsistent this year.
Yeah.
The one thing about the Dodgers is that they have home field advantage throughout the playoffs, mm-hmm. and they have Ohtani.
Yes.
And they have Mookie Betts. Yes. And they have Freddie Freeman.
Yes.
Those three are the best three in baseball, in my opinion.
I agree.
1, 2, 3. You can't get better than that. Ohtani, one of the best players, if not the best player in baseball right now, just with how much he can do, but he doesn't play the field. He's just a DH.
Mm-hmm.
Mookie, since he's moved back to the outfield, been a much better player. Freddie's battling a broken something, I believe, in his hand, or he's playing through it. So kudos to him. Freddie Freeman, another player that I don't know anyone who hates him.
Yeah.
But it's just that it's the Dodgers. Like, the Dodgers just always seem to collapse. And 2 years ago, the Padres went in there and they took care of. It was a great series.
Oh, they didn't just take care of them. Like, in that last game you're talking about, demolished. Oh, yeah.
They took care
of LA. Yeah.
And then last year, the Diamondbacks came in and took care of the Dodgers. Like, I just think it's going to happen again. Padres, I already explained, they have a lot healthier team and they are hot. And they probably want to do the same thing to the Dodgers. Now, the only thing is Ohtani. This is Ohtani postseason baseball. This is the first time you're going to see Ohtani. MLB is going to be all over the place with Ohtani. Oh, Ohtani did this in the postseason. That's just, yes. It's going to be overload. I just think the Padres, maybe MLB will fix it, and they'll just get the, because they want more of Ohtani in the postseason. What do you think that? What do you think about that?
I don't know.
I know, that's an on-the-spot question.
That's a stretch, I think.
Yeah. If I had to pick my prediction right now, Padres in four over the Dodgers. Yeah, in four. I think it'd be 1-1 going back to San Diego, and then San Diego, it'll be a tight game for game three, but the game four, it's going to be a blowout for the Padres. And Padres are going to be in the championship series. So that means that I have the Brewers and Padres, just the matchup that everyone wanted in baseball, in the championship series. And that means the Padres will be going to Milwaukee for the championship series. Just based off of what I have here, Padres definitely have more depth and a lot more star power than the Brewers do. Brewers have the home field. So there's that give and take. Brewers have that bullpen that is really strong. But Milwaukee strikes out a lot. They strike out a lot. And I think the Padres kind of have that a little bit more veteran leadership. I feel like the Padres just have that this year, where, like, at least the second half team. The Padres kind of remind me of the Nationals from 2019, where, like, they were just average. Like, I was like, oh, it's another Padres year. Like, high expectations, or not high, because they kind of traded away some players, but they got some good players back. But they've been hot. And you don't want to play the hot team. So I think the Padres take down the Brewers in six to get to the World Series.
Well, let's just be blunt. The Padres are just a better team than the Brewers are.
Yes.
If it comes down to
that. Yes.
They're just better.
On paper and also just how they're playing. Yeah. They're just a better team.
Yeah. And I think even if LA makes it, I think they would beat Milwaukee too. I just don't trust the Brewers. I think if the Brewers even make it that far, either the Dodgers or the Padres would get to them.
Yeah, I think it wasn't until last year. I think whoever played the Brewers like the last six or seven times in the playoffs like ended up making the World Series or winning the World Series.
Yeah, the Brewers have not had great postseason success.
No,
either.
Yeah, they've kind of fallen. Yeah,
I mean they make it.
But yeah,
they don't get very far.
Yeah, I still think they're going to beat the Phils. That's just my opinion. So that means we have the Padres and the O's in the World Series.
What a matchup!
What a matchup!
I mean, for a baseball fan, that would be a good matchup, I think.
Yeah, because there's a lot of star power. There's a lot of O's, like young players that are fun to watch. And then you have kind of the veterans, but also Tatis and kind of like that, the hot team with the Padres doing it. I don't think it'd be great for baseball in terms of marketing power, because it's not Dodgers, not the Phillies, it's not Yankees. I feel like the O's might be the second most marketable team in the AL out of all, because it's an East team. I know it's a smaller market, but other than the Yankees, like there's not a big market team that's in the play, like Houston, but no one's going to want to watch Houston. So the Yankees, yeah.
I mean, unless you're looking for a Cinderella story in, say, Kansas City or Detroit.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's happening.
Okay. So before we give our prediction for who's going to win the World Series between the Padres and the O's, before we do that, I thought the Yankees would be in the World Series if I were to do the AL predictions.
Yes.
Who would be your NL prediction if to make the World Series if you did the NL?
I think... I was thinking a bit about Philadelphia.
Oh, gosh.
And not just because you're my friend and, you know, I like to see my friends happy and all that. I feel like the Phillies, they should be in the World Series. They have a great team. They should have been in there last year if, you know, they just didn't collapse in the series against Arizona. they're kind of like the 70s Phillies in a way where like they kind of just make the NLCS each year. And that's why I think because of their shortcomings, I would say ultimately they wouldn't make it. I would think it's San Diego just based on how hot they are and the depth of their team right now.
Okay, so if we did it reversed, it would be the Yankees and the Padres.
Yeah.
Okay. So we both have the... So that means we both think the Padres are going to win in the NL.
Yes.
Okay. Oh God, I would hate that so much.
Juan Soto playing against his former team.
That would be great, honestly. I would hate it, but that'd be fun. I want a Yankees-Phillies World Series, not only because we can talk about it on the podcast, but because I feel like it would just be a great time for us to watch together. Yeah. I had thought about it. I'm like, all right, would this cause a rift in the apartment? I don't think it would.
It wouldn't.
It definitely would be hard maybe to bring up stuff for a little bit, but I want a Yankees-Phillies World Series. I think it would just be good. It would be great for baseball in terms of marketability and just star power. You have Harper against Judge, Soto against Trey Turner, mm-hmm. Schwarber against Giancarlo Stanton, and then you got Wheeler against Gerrit Cole. Oh, that would be great.
Yeah.
All right. That's what we want. But what's actually going to happen? Padres. Let's see. The Padres, they're both four seeds.
Padres and Orioles.
Yeah. Who gets the home field?
With whoever has the better record.
Better record.
I think that's San Diego. I think San Diego's like 93 and Baltimore is 91.
San Diego 93, yep. So the Padres would have home field. Who do you think is the better team?
San Diego.
Yeah, I think San Diego is probably the better team overall.
Oh, no, Baltimore's 91 wins, too.
Yeah, San Diego's got 93.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
I think it would come down to if the O's get on a run, like they're just playing really well throughout the postseason. Like their pitching staff, it really depends upon their pitching staff.
I don't see them as a team that could go on streaks like that.
You don't?
I think they've kind of had to like get through this year. Like you were saying earlier, they were a better team last year than they were this year. And I think it's been a bit more of a struggle for them this year. Like, I haven't seen the Orioles have, like, these big hot streaks this year.
Yeah.
And they ended the season fine, like, above 500. But I don't... Unless they, like, just... You never know with baseball, right? You go hot like that. But I haven't seen Baltimore as that kind of team this year.
Yeah.
Unlike San Diego.
Thing with Padres, they have a little bit better record against teams above 500. They are 50-44, where the O's are 47-44. So there's three more wins there. Mm-hmm. If I just gut reaction, to just because this is how it played out, I'd probably take San Diego in five.
I would take San Diego in six.
Yeah. So look at that, everyone. We both have agreeing that the Padres are going to beat the O's.
Your dad's favorite team.
Yeah, oh my gosh. He says they're never going to win a World Series until they change that name.
Well, you never know. Then this might be the year.
Oh, God. I would not like it if the Padres win. I would like it if the O's win. I know you wouldn't, but I would. But that goes back to at the beginning of the year, I had the Braves. We had the Braves and the O's in the World Series. And I think I had the Braves winning it. I think I did. Did you have the O's, though?
I don't remember.
Yeah. But that's our predictions.
I was totally on the O's hype train at the beginning of the year.
Yeah. 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 I think that's because you saw how hot they were going to be really good.
Yeah.
And they're in their division. You're like, oh, the Yankees are going to suck. I know we said that it's going to be the Padres and the O's, but please, please let it be the Phillies Yankees. That'd be so good. I want one of our teams to win it. It'd be really nice.
The good podcasting content.
Yeah, but if the Phillies aren't in the World, if the Phillies lose in the World Series again, I might not want to do a podcast for a while.
I'll do solo for a bit.
Yeah, people would like that. I think everyone would like that.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think people are tired of my voice. Let us know.
I live with myself, and I'm tired of my voice.
I think this was a good analysis, you know. I kind of did this on the spot. You know, yeah. I did a little bit of notes. Like, I pulled up some stats of guys, but I was basically going... Luckily, the game ended by the time that I was able to do these predictions, and I predicted it right.
You did.
You know, the Braves are in. I do not feel bad for the Diamondbacks. I do not.
No, I don't.
I do not feel bad for them. So I'm glad that they're not in it because I didn't want to face them either. But yeah, we're excited. Game for us, game one's for the Yankees and Phillies series
Saturday
at some time. So that's when we'll be focusing and paying attention a lot more.
Yes.
But I'm sure that Kevin and I will be focusing in on each and every playoff game starting tomorrow. I don't know what our schedule is for putting out the podcast. We might have something if our teams advance, but these are our predictions. Take them to the bank. If it doesn't happen, that means the script was wrong for the MLB.
Yep.
So we hope you listened and enjoyed our predictions. And yeah, let us know your predictions for your team. Do you think it's going to be the O's Padres? God,
probably,
it just sounds
probably not.
Awful. Oh,
that I don't think anyone other than us is thinking that.
Oh, that's awful. I don't even want to share that.
I think it is. I think it is a better matchup though than Diamondbacks and Rangers.
Yeah.
It's a better matchup.
Yeah, it is.
I would at least watch the Orioles and the Padres. I couldn't watch the Diamondbacks and the Rangers.
Yeah, no. Diamondbacks are just that team you don't want to watch. The Rangers at least had some players you wanted to watch.
Yeah.
But no. Yeah. So that's where we are at, people. And yeah, I don't know what else to say. I don't know what else to say.
We'll follow up with you guys, and we'll see you soon.
Yep. Catch you later.